This is living lung specialist number one, 220 to 230, back to 220 for 5 minutes. Ready. The lungs begin developing in utero. They mature and are in your early 20s, and then sadly, everyone loses lung on after that. A lot of damage can occur before you become short of breath, so people are often totally unaware they're hurting their lungs. I've removed lungs and examined them, and even if they're healthy and belong to non-smokers, by the time someone's lived a full life, it's amazing how many black particles you see in them. A fair proportion of the stuff that we breathe in never comes out again. My breakfast is pretty simple. I like to eat eggs, which are rich in vitamin D. A deficiency of this has been associated with lower lung function and some chronic lung diseases. It is likely that some of this effect is related to vitamin D's role in supporting immune function. Vitamin D may help to stimulate production of surfactant, an important molecule required for the lung to function properly. I used to run, but truthfully I hate it, so my exercise involves walking on an incline on the treadmill and using the exercise bike. Aerobic exercise is one of the best ways to maintain and protect your lungs. It works your chest wall and rib cage and likely has anti-inflammatory effects. Plus, when you take deep breaths, it opens up parts of the lung that may not get well aerated with quiet breathing. This helps to clear any trapped mucus and reduce the risk of infection. Our lung function and aerobic capacity naturally decline as we age. Data shows that maintaining or improving aerobic capacity throughout adulthood can help preserve lung function. My son's school has an anti-idling policy to reduce emissions at drop-off and pick-up. Schools near major roads have been linked to worse lung function among children. Air pollution can cause lung disease and exacerbate it, but it can also increase your risk of respiratory infections. During the wildfires that happened in the US in 2020, there was an increase in COVID infections and deaths in the same areas. Unfortunately for urbanites who commute by bicycle, the only mask that protects against the ultrafine particles that are really damaging is the heavier N95 style mask. If it is bad air quality day, or if you live in an urban setting where the air quality is always poor, exercising indoors is a safer alternative, assuming there are good air filtration systems in the gym. As part of my work, we're doing a lung health study sponsored by the National Institutes of Health and the American Lung Association that involves breathing tests and CT scans on young adults. I'm shocked at the amount of inflammation we see. I ask them, "Are you breathing anything in?" And they often say e-cigarettes or marijuana. A good diet has been linked to healthy lungs, so I usually try to eat a kale salad with some pine nuts or a Greek salad with salmon. Most studies suggest that the Mediterranean diet, rich in antioxidants and foods with anti-inflammatory properties, is best for lung health. Gas stoves emit nitrogen dioxide, which is linked to the worsening of asthma. We installed one a couple of decades ago before the health hazards were fully understood. But a study by Johns Hopkins University found that next to replacing the stove, the best thing to bring down nitrogen dioxide levels was running a HEPA, high efficiency particulate air filter. So I have HEPA filters in all the rooms we use the most, and I run the extractor fan religiously, even if the food's not smoky. We all wash our hands after gardening, but we don't have that option with our lungs, so it makes sense not to let them get dirty in the first place. If I'm cleaning somewhere dusty or mouldy, I'll wear a mask. We recently had our basement remodeled, and I requested that the carpet be aired out before it was installed. Volatile organic compounds, which come from cleaning products, paints and new carpets, have been linked to inflammation and lung damage. We try to keep processed foods to a minimum. A study from the UK recently linked processed meats to lower lung function. I've been trying to cut back on alcohol too. It's associated with so many health problems now, and there's some concern it can cause lung damage and reduce the lung's ability to defend itself. Plus, alcohol negatively impacts the immune system, which also contributes to increased risk of infection. Until the pandemic hit, we didn't fully understand the value of masks for protecting against respiratory infections. I'll probably keep wearing a mask in crowded spaces, particularly in winter, to reduce my risk of catching not only COVID, but colds and many types of viral infections.